Yeah, it is election season, and there are more than just people to consider on your ballot that you'll be filling out. Arizonans will vote on several propositions, including what is advertised as the Predatory Debt Collection Protection Act. KJZZ's Jill Ryan has the breakdown of the pros and cons of Proposition 209.
In 2004, 15-year-old Liz Gorski was riding in a car on the way to the mall when a tire blew out. The resulting crash ejected her and her friends onto a busy road. One passenger died, and Gorski was left with years of medical bills and trauma.
So I was, in the hospital for 5 days in a coma, and then I got out of the coma and they were trying to tell me everything that happened, and I just didn't believe them.
Insurance covered some of her initial hospital bills, but she was still left with tens of thousands of dollars in medical debt. Some of that was referred to debt collectors, and her credit took a beating.
And then you can't, qualify for a loan or an affordable one or housing even.
She also accrued more debt and faced off with more collectors while seeking ongoing treatment for neurological and muscle damage stemming from the accident. She was only able to find housing through Habitat for Humanity.
But I think if that program wasn't shown to me and I wasn't, physically able to do that, I would probably, be on the streets or something.
She's 33 now, a mother, and she helped Healthcare Rising Arizona get enough signatures for Prop 209 to be on the ballot. Prop 209 targets all debt collection, not just medical. But medical debt is the most common reason debt collectors come calling, according to a 2022 Consumer Financial Protection Bureau report. Prop 209 increases protections for Arizonans who may face asset or wage seizure because of outstanding debts. The measure won't eliminate medical bills, it won't make hospitals charge less, but it will affect how much interest gets added on medical debts. But Arizona business leaders say Prop 209 has unintended consequences because it targets all debt, not just medical. Danny Seiden is the president of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce.
When lenders can't collect outstanding debts, they pass their losses on to other customers, which means higher interest rates for everyday Arizonans.
Proponents of Prop 209 say it's simply updating protections that already exist. With some exceptions, Arizona law lets collectors nearly empty a debtor's bank account, leaving them with just $300. Prop 209 would let debtors keep at least $5,000. Rod McLeod is a spokesperson for Healthcare Rising Arizona.
We believe strongly that no family should lose their home or their car or struggle to put food on the table due to a medical emergency or an accident.
But Seiden argues that the medical costs themselves are what should be addressed instead.
I think having a transparent discussion about what's driving those costs, whether it's uncompensated care, whether it's, a lack of options in the private insurance market, what people say is the rising cost of pharmaceuticals, I think we could take a good look at that and figure out a better way to do it.
Seiden also argues that changing the amount debt collectors can garnish from wages or what assets can be taken as collateral will disincentivize creditors to loan to low-income earners. But Mike Weston, the owner of a multi-state consumer defense law firm with offices in Arizona, disagrees. He calls Prop 209 an incremental change.
The collection laws in Arizona are very creditor-friendly right now. This makes it a little more consumer-friendly, but still, it's not going to be a total windfall on either side.
More arguments for and against Prop 209 are available on the Secretary of State's website. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And the story is part of an ongoing series about the candidates and the issues that are on your ballot this fall. And for more information on them and all the stories related to them, go to voterguide.kjzz.org.